In today's increasingly digital world, where access to public services, participation in creative industries, medicine, and many other sectors are deeply dependent on technologies, students know that digital skills are essential. Digital literacy, in my understanding, goes beyond having computer skills. It is something connected to the responsibility of the content creator with a digital footprint in the virtual space, secure access to the web pages, and how to use effectively the technologies in the learning process, job, searching of information, and making the communities more inclusive and connected. We are responsible tomorrow, our students to know what information could be manipulated and what information is true, what can be scam and what they should never share in the platforms. Also to teach them reading with understanding, but also to be critical of what they read. Digital literacy is also about the protection of children and students, so they know the risks in social media and communication channels. In this context, the latest Netflix film, Adolescence, in parallel to the unhappiness, depression, and many other emotions, presents also the issue of children's safety in the virtual space. As an educator working with students from disadvantaged groups, I find digital safety as an extremely important topic. These children are very careful in their daily lives and kind of familiar with the potential risks from face-to-face interaction and the potential risk of being victim of bullying. So more or less they know how to react, how to protect themselves, and that is only because of the collective learning process over the generations, which is mentioned also by Professor Christian in this in his lecture 2011. But they don't know how to protect themselves in the digital world, and that both schools and parents must address. Digital storytelling, as Hoops says, is one of the strongest tools for social changes and informing society on topics which are not well known. For example, the many Gypsy Roma traveler content creators in TikTok give another perspective to what the GRT culture is, presenting their own lives and discussing openly the stereotypes about these communities' history and culture. They are shared by a large audience and impact many, even if the ladies are only showing how they are cleaning their houses or how they cook something for dinner. In a way, independently, they are doing much more to eliminate the hate toward their communities than some of the non-governmental organizations working years on purpose for that.